You know this, but it's all about the fantasy football playoffs now, okay? It's time to talk about the rest of the matchups in week 14. Mm-hmm. And oh boy, do we have a good episode for you. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
You already know.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the show. It is Thursday, the 10th of December, and feels good. Feels good to be talking about fantasy football.
Yeah.
Especially because we're both in the playoffs.
Yeah, because we're both in the playoffs. And once again, if you're listening to the podcast and you are not in the playoffs, huge shout out to you. Wow.
Yeah.
Commitment.
You just love the content that we bring on the show. So a big shout out to you if you are listening. But for everyone else, you're probably in the playoffs. That's why you're here.
Playoffs? Yeah. Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
So we're going to talk about it a lot today. Obviously on the show yesterday, by the way, guys, we talked through the first half of the matchups for week 14. On today's show, we're going to walk you through the second half. You're going to get every matchup this week and more, okay? Big episode coming. Let's talk through some news to start the day, Badaki.
What is going on here?
All right, what is going on around the National Football League? We are going to give you all the need-to-know news. How rude of me, Badaki. I didn't even ask how you were doing. I didn't even ask how your day was before we went into news. Are you doing well? What's the vibe?
Yeah, no, I'm chilling. It's a good day. Big things are happening. And how many more days until Christmas? 20.
Oh, my goodness.
14 more days.
15. 15
more days until Christmas. And look, I'm just pumped for the holiday seasons, pumped to spend time with family. You know, same thing.
Yeah. No, well, it's good to know that you're doing well. I'm also doing well. I mean, you didn't ask, but it's
no,
all good.
Okay. I mean, we all assume everyone's okay, you know?
No, all jokes. All right, let's talk about news. Guys, there is so much news that you need to know today that we've done this in the past, but we're going to do rapid fire news, okay? We're going to have to walk through all of it really quickly, and then at the end, we'll take a nice little deep breath and get to the rest of the show. But these players... we're back at practice. Christian McCaffrey, back at practice, but he did pick up a new thigh injury.
Oh, boy.
It is concerning if you have CMC for sure. My gut tells me he plays, but I can't guarantee you that. James Conner will play, however. He's activated from the COVID reserve list, as well as Mark Andrews. Great matchup this week for Mark Andrews. You will play him if you have him. And the New York Football Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones, is expected to play on Sunday back from that hamstring injury. And then, not to worry, guys, if you have Cam Akers, we don't advise that you play him in the playoffs unless you're in a desperate situation, but he is back full at practice. So that is good news going forward, right, Badaki?
Yeah, good news. Let's move on to good news. Yeah, I mean, if you have Cam Akers, it's good. I'm not really starting him, but yeah, it's good news. Good for the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Limited at practice. MT was limited at practice with an ankle injury. I mean, I don't think anything you'd be concerned about. Mike Evans limited with a hamstring injury. Just a classic Mike Evans move. Zeke, this is interesting, isn't expected to do much at practice this week because of that calf injury, but it looks like he still will play on Sunday, but I guess they just want to give him the whole week of rest, apparently.
Yeah,
Brandon Cooks and Kiki QT both limited at practice. One has a foot and neck injury with Cooks, and QT has a knee injury. Looks like they could be questionable for the game on Sunday.
Yeah, and the following players did not participate. Josh Jacobs, a beat writer, tweeted out that he did practice, and then he tweeted directly after, oh, crazy, that was my mistake. The Zoom audio messed up. He did not practice. Not good sign for Josh Jacobs this week. AJ Brown not spotted at practice. We're not worried about him. I think he'll play. Same with Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill will play. He did not play today or did not practice because of a illness, not COVID related. But however, Deebo Samuel has got that bruised foot. Quickly, do you think Debo's going to play this week? Because that's a big name for a lot of people in a flex position, probably.
I think he still will play. If he doesn't practice today, then, and once we get the reports he doesn't practice today, then I'll be a little bit more concerned. But I still think he plays.
Okay. I think we both believe that Chris Godwin will play. He did not participate in practice because he had those pins removed from his previously broken finger. I think that was all scheduled. That wasn't a surprise.
Yeah.
Kenny Golladay did not practice. That's not a surprise as well. If you own him, you know how frustrating that's been. Drew Brees, progressing well, but likely not to play this week. Week 15 is a little bit more realistic, okay, than week 14. But it is a good sign that he is progressing the way they wanted him to.
Right.
And this one hurts for me. Antonio Gibson has a bad case of the turf toe. That's a hard injury to just come back the next week from, because the toe in your foot, it's your big toe, it determines so much of what you can do as a running back, from cuts to plowing through just defenders who are trying to tackle you. I don't believe that he's going to play this week, and it's sad, but it is probably.
I think he can be done for the rest of the season, depending on how bad this turf toe is. Usually people are out 3 to 4 weeks. There's only 3 more weeks left of the season. So,
he easily could be out for the season. I don't think he will be, because from what it sounds like, it's not as serious as it could have been, which is good. I think he misses at least 1 or 2 weeks. But the last guy we need to talk to you about is Joe Mixon, and it looks like he will not play this week against the Cowboys.
The GG's boys, thanks for playing.
Which is frustrating for all those people who held on to him on their IR spot, but it doesn't look like you're going to be able to play him in the playoffs.
Yeah. Unlucky.
All right. All right, guys, that was all of the news. So
wasn't that bad.
Yeah, wasn't too bad, was it? I thought it was all right. Just a lot of stuff to quickly talk about, let you know. And honestly, this stuff is going to continually change throughout the next couple of days. It could change in the next hour after we record this podcast. So the best way to keep up with all things fantasy football is to follow us on all of our social media accounts. Instagram is @FantasylandFootball. Twitter is @Fantasyland_FB. You can follow us on TikTok, which is FantasylandFootball.
Yeah.
And you can watch the show on YouTube. Link is in all of our social bios. And why don't you go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell so you don't miss any notifications. But let's talk about what we are here to talk about, Badaki, which is the rest of the Week 14 start-sit matchups. All the advice that you could dream of. So let's get to it.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
All right, like we said at the beginning of the show, we covered 8 matchups yesterday. Those were all of the, that was Thursday night, that was most of the morning games, and now we're going to cover the afternoon games and Sunday night and Monday night football. So, Badaki, why don't you start us off with the first matchup for today's pod?
Yeah, absolutely. 8-4, Indianapolis Colts at the 7-5 Raiders.
Raiders.
Raiders. Look, interesting game. This is a game that the Raiders need to win.
Yep.
They need to win this game. They want to have any chance to make it into the wild card, be a wild card contender, because obviously we know the Chiefs are running away with this division here.
Yeah.
Colts side of the ball. Once again, it's all about playoffs, okay? We're going to talk to you, and we're going to tell you who we are excited about to play during the playoffs and who we are not excited to play. You need guaranteed points. You can't be taking a chance anymore during the playoffs. So, I mean, lists are getting really short now, okay?
But yeah,
you guys definitely do have these people on your team, and these guys might be your top running backs, and that's Nyheim Hines and Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Look, I think there is hope here. There is a lot of upside here. One, purely because the Raiders give up the fourth most points to running backs.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think that if you are somebody that is a Joe Mixon player, that is a CMC, I wouldn't be starting these guys over CMC. Who's Joe Mixon? Josh Jacobs. Maybe? You know, these guys could be good in plug-ins for this week.
Right.
For you guys. Okay. Because, I mean, Jonathan Taylor did decent last week. His first really good game that we were really expecting him to have throughout the whole season. He had 22 plus points. He had a touchdown. I mean, if there's anyone on this team, these are the two guys that I'm starting if I'm in a desperation. Jonathan Taylor is a absolute must start. But Naeem Hines, I think, could be a good flex depending on your options.
Agreed. I think, like we've said all year, we actually can't promise you what's going to happen. That's what's frustrating. You know, Taylor and Hines could easily have 10 points combined. Mm-hmm. You know, they could have under 5 points each. Mm-hmm. We just don't know what it's going to look like. And unfortunately, in the playoffs, you have to go with what you know.
Yeah.
So while we are telling you you can start these guys, you need to know it always carries risk when it's a Colts running back.
Yep.
But I agree. It is someone that you can probably start. Hines, I wouldn't start in a standard league, but half PPR and PPR is a little bit more flexible. So yeah. I agree.
Michael Pittman Jr., once again, guaranteed points. There's no guaranteed points here for Michael Pittman Jr. His ceiling is, his floor is really low. Okay, and his ceiling is not high at all. It's really average.
Yeah.
He's not averaging high points. I mean, obviously, if a guy like Kiki QT, or not Kiki QT, but like a Brandon Cooks or maybe a Mike Evans doesn't play, maybe he could be a good fill-in for you guys. But I'm not excited to start him at all.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah?
Say no more. I just want some affirmation there.
No, I agree. I don't think you can start Michael Pittman and T.Y. Hilton. I don't think you can start either of them in the playoffs with any confidence.
I know a lot of people were asking us in the DMs, is T.Y., should I start T.Y.? Should T.Y. have a good game?
I don't think
you
can. I do not. There are certain players. Here's what I always think about with my lineups. Do I want to go down with this ship? I will go down with this ship. I don't know. That's a really old song. I don't know why I know that song, but the reality is there are certain players I'm willing to go down with, right?
Right.
Calvin Ridley, I'm willing to go down with you, bro. Like, I believe in you. Michael Pittman, T.Y. Hilton, don't think I'm willing to lose a matchup and know that I started you. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. And I think the next guy on this team that a lot of people have been questioning as well is Trey Burton. I know, you know, we were high on him. He was on the waiver wires for a couple weeks. I know maybe you guys, some of you guys might have him. Are you starting Trey Burton over, for example, yesterday's podcast, a Jonnu Smith, a who else? An Austin Hooper, all these guys. Like,
I don't think it's a crazy conversation, but I just don't think I can ride or die with Trey Burton.
Okay.
Because last week, I mean, one reception, 11 yards. That's a tight end position, though. I mean, it happens. So the reality is Trey Burton could finish as a tight end one this week. Right. Or he could have no catches. That's almost every tight end. But for me, I guess to be helpful, no, I don't think I could start him. And no, not with any confidence.
Okay. The Raiders side of the ball. Obviously, JJ did not practice. Keep an eye out. We're going to be tweeting once we know more information if he does practice throughout the week. If he plays, you start him. If he doesn't, then I'm not starting Devontae Booker. We saw what he did last week against the Jets. I'm not excited to start him. I think I'll be more compelled to start a Naeem Hines over a Booker.
Yeah, look, we all thought that it was going to be a great matchup for Booker. And look, it just did not work out.
But more than anything, I want better execution. Are we clear on that? I want better f***ing execution.
I bet that's exactly what John Gruden said. He called. Yeah. He called his running back coach. Hey, can I get Devontae in my office right now? And he sat him down. And he said that exactly.
Yeah, yeah. He just played the audio file from his phone. he just has it saved in his audio files, and he's just like, bang. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he probably pulled out one of these.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
But, you can't start him.
You can't start him. If JJ doesn't start, it's a real hit if you're in the playoffs and you have JJ and you don't have a backup. Let me ask you this. Actually, I can't think of anyone else. JD McKissick I'm starting JD McKissick over Booker.
It's just not something that you want to rely on because the Colts are pretty good against running backs as well. I agree. I think Darren Waller is probably the only guy you can start on this team.
Yeah, Darren Waller, and that's really it. I'm trying to give people scenarios. You know, I think a lot of people are going to be in these scenarios.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's good to kind of talk it out, but I can't think of anyone else that I'm starting over, or if I'm, you know, Booker, that I could be starting over anyone else.
No, because last week was a chance to be like, yeah, I can be this guy. And now there's not a better matchup than the Jets, and you failed. So you don't get a second chance to build trust in fantasy football. But yeah, if Josh Jacobs plays, then you got to play him. But all right, next matchup is the 0-12.
Wow.
New York football Jets at the 8-4 Seahawks. Seahawks have been slipping a little bit as of late. Obviously lost to the Giants last week. Will they lose to both New York teams? Probably not. But
Imagine if the Jets win.
Imagine. Anything could happen. Yeah, I mean, look, anything could happen, and that's the reality. But this Jets team, as we know, is, how do I say it nicely, not stacked with talent.
Right.
And obviously a lot of heat came down on Greg Williams, rightfully so, for that terrible call last game. But you know what? It happens.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fantasy football perspective, though, okay? Now, for the Jets side of the ball here, lots to talk about. Those are the people you should consider starting. We don't need to say anything else. Obviously, no, all jokes aside, you can't start any Jet. You just don't start any Jet, right?
Yeah. There's no one you can start here. Obviously, we can go into hypotheticals, and if people don't play, you know, the only person, if you do have a Jameson Crowder on your team and somebody in your team gets hurt, Jameson Crowder could be the best option from this team. Other than that, he's not even the best option. Okay, he's just a desperation option.
Yeah, and you really don't want to be in that spot. And if you are, I'm sorry, but you might have to start him. We don't want to start any Jet at all. Mm-hmm. The Seahawks were happy to start any Seahawk. Really, I mean, Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and Chris Carson are all people that we are smash starting. Yep. Are you kidding me? You can start the playoffs by starting Russell Wilson against the Jets? DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Chris Carson against the Jets? Wow. If you got one of these players, must start. It's got you feeling good, like you should, and you shouldn't question it. You got to start these guys.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the talks about it after, you know. Oh, the Seahawks are back. Whoa, wait, but they played the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen? Can they really be, you know, a good team?
Yeah.
4-8 Falcons at the 3-9 Chargers. I mean, it's pretty surprising, both of these guys' record. 4-8 Falcons and 3-9 Chargers. Both of these.
I just saw the Chargers and I just got frustrated. I just saw the team name and I just got frustrated. So I'm going to try and hold myself back from saying anything.
Nah, I get it. Look, I believe in both of these teams. Both of these teams have tremendous amount of talent. And I think these guys could be top contenders. Falcons are always top contenders purely because of Julio and Matt Ryan, honestly. Like, they're always somebody to be keep an eye out, because you never know how they can do. Same thing with the Chargers.
Well, they're always good teams, but they're not like not contenders in the sense of Super Bowl, but contenders of like they could make the playoffs in a year if they executed properly.
They can beat any team at any time.
Right. Yeah, you exactly. Know, like, that is it. They could actually beat any team because of the talent. Yeah. Right.
Falcons side of the ball, obviously Matt Ryan, Julio, Calvin, Hayden, Todd. These are the guys that you are starting. Obviously, you're probably questioning Matt Ryan. Am I starting Matt Ryan? Depending on your options, okay? Yeah. Obviously, you saw our playoff quarterback streams. I think this week, week 14, is Ryan Tannehill and who else? Ryan Tannehill and Jared Goff, right?
Not Jared Goff this week. Let me double check as you talk, though.
Yeah. So look, I know a lot of people, which Ice are you going to get? You're going to get Matty Ice, you know, I mean, right. We talk about that all the time.
One of the two always.
Yeah. But look, I think once again,
so sorry, just to interrupt you quickly, it's Ryan Tannehill and Teddy Bridgewater. Our streams of the week this week.
Okay.
For quarterback
and Chargers are a good defense. So, I mean, once again, depending on your option and who you have, I think Matty Ice, you know, you have to start. Julio, you are starting. Calvin, you're starting. There's no hesitation, no question. Hayden Hurst. talk to me. This is your boy, you know? And you know what's funny? I was actually talking to Luke. I was like, Luke, why did the Ravens trade Hayden? Why did they trade him away? Because I feel like he was a big part of their offense. He came from the Baltimore Ravens. Obviously, Luke is a Ravens fan. In my mind, looking at this now, it didn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And I think a second-round pick is good value, though, for a guy like Hayden Hurst. You know, I think Hayden Hurst is talented, but I don't know that he's worth a second-round pick. So I think they got good value, but it is pretty obvious that it has affected the Ravens' offense more than they thought it would to not have him.
Because he played a huge...
he was pretty much the biggest decoy role in the league.
And he was a great blocker. So
yeah,
that was the case, you know? Like, they had Austin Hooper... No, they didn't have Austin Hooper, sorry. They had Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst, and now...
Yeah.
I don't know. But the big question is, are you starting him? You have to, but is there some...
yeah.
Hayden Hurst or Jonnu Smith?
Hayden Hurst. As hard as it is to say, I don't know what the hell is going to happen with either of these guys. But I'm going to take my bets on an offense like the Falcons, who I know will probably need to throw the ball consistently in every game they're ever in.
Hayden Hurst, Robert Tonyan.
That's a hard one, but it's close. I think it's 50-50 for me.
Okay.
And it might be Tonyan, to be honest, but it's really close.
Okay. Obviously, Todd Gurley, you have to start his work.
What about his knee injury, though? That doesn't concern you at all?
No, absolutely. It does concern me. I think if you have him with the draft capital, you have him in. If you don't have any backups, are you starting Todd? You have to start Todd Gurley.
I don't know that you do.
I think my thought process is like, are you starting Todd Gurley or Damien Harris? Are you starting
Damien Harris?
Todd Gurley. Who else? Who can I think of? Todd Gurley or Adrian Peterson?
Honestly, if Swift isn't 100%, I would consider Adrian Peterson. But you know what? You're right. It probably is Todd Gurley. But I just want to, like, let's look at his game logs after the bye week, which is week 10. Week 11, 3.9 points. Week 12, he didn't play because of the injury. Mm-hmm. And week 13, he put up 3 points. I don't know how much he's going to get used.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like I said, if it's a guy I'm willing to bet my money on and then potentially lose it all because of him.
Okay. The guy we talked about earlier, Todd Gurley or Nyheim Hines?
I would actually go Hines in a PPR league.
Okay. I mean, you're hearing it here. Todd Gurley, I think he is a must-start purely because of how much work he was getting. I still think that is going to be a factor.
I want him to be that. I want him to be a must-start.
Yeah, I just don't know. We just don't know. And you're right. Like, I'm not excited to tell you that you should start him. But in my eyes, just purely because of his name value, where you drafted him, how much work he was getting throughout the whole season, I feel like he's a must-start.
Yeah.
Chargers side of the ball, obviously, it's pretty simple. Eckler, Herbert, Henry, Keenan Allen. Those are the guys you're starting. You're setting and forgetting. There's no competition. There's no one else on this team. Don't think about starting Mike Williams. I'm not excited to start Mike Williams. It's playoffs. You can't take chances. These are the guys that are going to get you points. Mike, don't start Mike Williams.
Yeah, and don't question starting Justin Herbert either, because I know a lot of people are in the DMs and on YouTube or whatever it is. They're asking us. Someone was like, do I start Teddy Bridgewater over Justin Herbert? Guys, just bring it down. Calm down. Check your pulse. It's okay. Justin Herbert against the Falcons. There's actually not a better matchup in the entire league except for maybe the Seahawks. And the Seahawks have started to figure it out. How many points did the Falcons give up to
the most points to quarterbacks?
I thought so. So they give up the most points to quarterbacks, and Justin Herbert is a great quarterback. He is talented. Ever since Eckler's been back, it's been a little wonky, so I get it. But you have to start Justin Herbert. Do not stream someone over Justin Herbert. He could easily finish as the quarterback one this week.
Yeah.
Not saying he will, but he could. Yeah. He's got that upside.
He does.
Teddy Bridgewater doesn't have that upside, guys.
I agree. Who does Teddy play?
Teddy plays, let me look. Teddy plays the Broncos.
Broncos, okay.
Which obviously they're actually hurt even more because they lost AJ Boye to performance enhancing drugs. So it's an even better matchup for him and all those wide receivers that we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, yeah, you got to start these guys and don't think about it. All these guys are starters for sure, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. The 9-3 Packers at the 5-7 Lions, divisional game, and means a lot to the Lions because it's really you got to win out or it's pretty much over for you for that, as far as the playoffs. They pretty much have to win the next four to even have a chance. I'm not sure that it will happen, but anything can happen. Let's talk about the Packers. Obviously, you're starting Detective Adams, Devontae. My God, what a talent. Absolutely. You're also starting Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been lights out this year, and he's been great. He's been top five. He's been great, and we actually did not expect him to finish top five this year. Happy to say that. I did not expect him to finish top five. It looks like he's going to. There's still a lot of time, but whatever happened last year, it's so confusing to me, to be honest. Like, I get it that a head coach and a quarterback mature together. But how do you go from Aaron Rodgers as a game manager last year with Matt LaFleur taking over to this year? Do whatever you want, Aaron. Go back to doing whatever you want, by the way. it just did not... I did not expect that to happen.
Right.
Personally.
I think they sat down, they had a conversation. It was probably a hard conversation. Aaron was like, look, give me a chance. Look, you seen what I did here. Here is my resume. Show me yours.
What a resume.
That's what he said.
Well, show me yours.
I'm sorry. Where's your Super Bowl ring? Okay. I get it.
Okay. Yeah. all right. Now, Aaron Jones, my God, what a sign of relief last week's matchup was for you. Last week's performance, rather, was in our cash list and had a great 77-yard run.
Great cash, homie.
This week, it gets better. I know last week was good, but this week, if all goes to plan, it should be an even better day. I can't promise you that's going to happen because I can't promise that the Packers are going to utilize Aaron Jones correctly because they only give him a small amount of usage, which they should expand tons. That's an argument for a different day.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Jones is absolutely a smash start this week. No one gives up more points to the running back position than the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Must start.
Yeah.
And hopefully utilize him correctly.
Say that again. Yeah. Sorry, you said we were talking at the same time.
I said hopefully they utilize him correctly.
Yeah. I'm really interested in that theory. Extremely interested.
Yeah. You think I think it's about money, so we'll see. You guys know that if you've heard me talk about Aaron Jones, you're probably done with it. So let's talk about Robert Tonyan. A touchdown in every game for the past 3 weeks. 8 touchdowns on the year. Now Detroit, here's the kicker. They're actually 8th best. They give up the 8th fewest points to tight ends.
Right.
So the question is, can you start Robert Tonyan?
I think you have to. Depending on your options. Once again, all depends on your options. I'm starting Robert Tonyan. Yeah.
Over Jonnu Smith?
Over Jonnu Smith.
You're starting him over a guy like Jordan Reed, Logan Thomas?
I think I will start Logan Thomas over Robert Tonyan.
Okay, well, that's a good conversation to have then because I did not expect you to say that. Why do you say that?
I personally think Logan Thomas is more effective. There's less weapons, especially with Antonio Gibson out now. There's really only Terry. We saw what the Steelers did to Terry. They shut him out and they opened up Logan Thomas. I think that's what's going to happen. People are going to take from the Steelers playbook because
I get it.
Terry is the reason why they go down the field a lot. Same thing with Antonio. Yeah. And Antonio's gone. Now they're one-dimensional.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this then. I'm going to read off a couple names, and I want to know if you're starting any of them over Robert Tonyan, okay?
Right. Okay.
Mike Gesicki. Yes or no?
Yes.
You would start him over Mike Gesicki?
Robert Tonyan over Mike Gesicki, yes.
Okay. Would you start Robert Tonyan over Jonnu Smith? Yes.
Yes.
Over Dalton Schultz? Yes.
No.
Over Evan Engram? Yes.
No.
Over Noah Fant? Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hopefully that helps you make some decisions. Of course, guys, as you probably know, if you've been with us this year, maybe you're new, welcome to the pod. We go live every Saturday on YouTube to answer your start sit questions. And I have a feeling this is going to be a big week for start sit questions.
Yeah.
So on Saturdays, we go live on YouTube, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find our YouTube channel in every bio of all of our social media accounts. You'll be able to find it. But that's all I'm going to talk about for the Packers, because I'm not going to tell you to start Lazard or MVS, because like we've said, it's no more chance. It's all about what do we know. So for the Lions, I think obviously DeAndre Swift is a great start if he is fully healthy. Okay, he's been back at practice. It looks like he's going to get the starting role, but we don't know what his touches will look like back off these injuries. Green Bay is currently giving up the third most points to running backs. So obviously, if Swift plays, you play him, right?
Yeah. If Swift plays, AP looks like he's filling in that role really well.
Yeah. So if you're saying if Swift doesn't play, you start AP?
Yeah, I think so. Because they're playing the Packers, okay, who give up, what, the third most points to running backs.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the scenario. You start Swift. If Swift doesn't play, you can start AP. Let's talk about TJ Hawkinson. Look, TJ's not been flashy at all. He's not been this guy putting up 20, 30-point games, but he has been consistent. And that's kind of what you're looking for at the tight end position, is some sort of consistency. He's been in that 10 to 15-point game almost every game this year.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. Green Bay gives up the fifth fewest points to the tight end position. All that being considered, there's only four people that I'm probably going to start over TJ Hawkinson at the tight end position, right? That's Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, maybe Mark Andrews because of the matchup.
Right. Okay.
That's only three people. So that's how I feel about him. I don't know how you feel about him.
It's hard, man. It's really hard. TJ Hawkinson, he was undrafted in our league. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Sam picked him up during our matchup.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
I remember. I was just like, I wasn't expecting him to do good.
Happens every year, though, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, this is not a great parallel, but two years ago, after the draft, I didn't draft a tight end, and I actually picked up Austin Hooper and Darren Waller from the free agency. And they both ended up as like top three tight ends that year.
That's crazy.
It happens every year. There's some tight end on the waiver that just pops off.
Yeah. Look, you have to start him, in my opinion. TJ Hawkinson is the only receiver there. Obviously, they released Marvin Hall. Kenny Galladay is still out. And with the run game, you know, with Swift still in question to play, I think TJ Hawkinson is their only solid receiver, in a sense. You know, there's no one else there to help him besides Marvin Jones.
And just to clarify, we're not betting our week on Marvin Jones, right?
No.
Okay. No. He's too boom or bust to really rely on. Yeah. And I'm not starting Matthew Stafford with any confidence. So,
yeah,
I don't think you should either.
Okay. Your Washington football team.
Woo!
The 5-7 Washington football team tied for the NFC East.
Okay.
First place.
Yeah. All right.
At the 5-7 49ers. 49ers still have a chance to make it in here.
Yeah.
I just want to pull up.
It's very slim. I don't know that they're going
to
make it.
Chances are slim. If they have to win out right now, Seahawks have to lose.
Yeah, I'm not sure that is going
to
happen.
If they win here, I think they beat the 49ers. They beat the Cardinals, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Are they still? Okay. I don't know. Anyways,
I don't think it's gonna happen. No. I'll just say that.
All right. I mean, come on, your boy Terry.
Mango Terry, put in reverse Terry.
Oh my God, I love him.
Come on, it's Terry. These are the guys that you're starting, Terry. And in my opinion, Logan Thomas. I talked about him a lot the past couple weeks. I like Logan Thomas. I think he is going to be a top tight end. I am actually really interested and excited about him for next year because I think depending on who the quarterback is in Washington next year, and if they really utilize him in the right way, he is a threat. They can use him as a quarterback for the lows.
Yeah, definitely.
Use him as a Taysom Hill role, bro. And, do something. Let's get creative. Yeah. I like Logan Thomas. I think this is somebody that you can start. Once again, you saw what Logan Thomas did last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The defeated Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep. Defeated. Yep. One loss.
Yeah. I mean, hey, all this talk undefeated. And then we came in there and, just did what we had to do.
Hold on, dude. Yes.
Oh my God. Gotcha. You're a Steelers fan. I'm cheering. This is my Super Bowl.
I actually want to know from the Fantasyland community, which win was more impressive? The Washington football team against the Steelers or the Giants against the Seahawks?
Come on, bro.
I just want to know. Come on, bro.
One team was undefeated. The other one was really good, but I don't know. I mean, maybe I could be wrong. I don't know.
I've already heard a lot of talks, once off topic, but the Giants win was more impressive just because the Steelers one was hurt in their run game. Bud Dupree is out for the season.
Now there's excuses. Yeah.
But out for the season. Okay. And number two, they haven't been the same team they're not the same team that's 11-0. They are not the team that should be 11-0. Apparently. Whack. This is what people are saying. People on TV. I'm not on TV. Whack. I'm just on YouTube.
Yeah. You know what? It is what it is. I'm not going to. No hate. Only appreciate.
Antonio Gibson is out, and we know this. If he doesn't play, well, let me not say that. He's not out. He's not confirmed, but he's unlikely to play on Sunday. Yeah. Jaden McKissick is the next guy up, and I think I'm happy to tell you to start him if you have Antonio Gibson. And Jaden McKissick is on the waiver wire. I think he is a good guy that you can pick up.
Definitely.
If he's available.
I'm confident starting Jaden McKissick over Todd Gurley. Wow, that gives me so much more confidence.
Yeah, he had 10 receptions for 70 yards last game. 10 receptions for 70 yards. That's not including his handle. I don't even know how many touches he had. But look, that right there, 10 for 70, that's a lot of points if you're in a PPR league. Okay, yeah, I'm starting Jaden McKissick. I'm setting it and forgetting it. I think this is a good start for everyone here on this team. Terry, Logan, Jaden McKissick, you're starting.
Yeah, I like it.
49ers, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Raheem Mostert.
Oh my gosh. Brandon Ayuk is so talented. Man.
I like Ayuk. Deebo's so talented as well. I haven't been raving about Deebo. I should have traded for him just to have him on my team when I had him. I had Brandon Ayuk once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traded him just for a trade sake.
Yeah. Sometimes you get trade happy, you get trigger happy.
Yeah. Mostert. They're still trying to ease him in from this injury. Okay. They don't want to overwork him. I think you've seen that with Jeff Wilson coming in and having some decent runs a couple times, but I think he's going to get more of a workload here. In my opinion, this is his third week back. So once again, I think they're working him in. I think the only other person that I want to talk about is Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
Jordan Reed or Hayden Hurst?
Hayden Hurst.
Jordan Reed or Logan Thomas?
Logan Thomas.
I'm not excited to start Jordan Reed over anyone, to be honest.
Yeah. Look, guys, the tight end position is so up and down, so he could be a start. It's just not someone we have confidence starting. So.
Yep, that's about it for me for the 49ers. Ayuk, Deebo, Mostert, start him with confidence.
Colonel Mustard. Go ahead and fire him up.
Fire him up, sir.
It's Colonel Mustard in the ballroom with the dagger. Clue. If anyone knows, if you know, you know. Okay. The 10-2 Saints. Shank. I don't know what happened to my voice just then. All right. The 10-2 Saints at the 3-8-1 Philadelphia Eagles.
This is interesting.
Two very interesting starting quarterbacks for this game. I think this might be the most interesting game this week, potentially.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's just a lot of stuff to watch, I guess. But look, here's the deal with the Saints. Look, Taysom Hill is the key to everything. And unfortunately, that key doesn't unlock every door, which means that Alvin Kamara is unfortunately not going to be able to go all the way up to where his ceiling could be, okay? Because that key doesn't unlock that ceiling, all right? Only Drew Brees or some sort of quarterback who doesn't have to be a Tim Tebow A-plus type quarterback. I'm throwing so much shade at Taysom Hill right now, and it's not supposed to sound that way.
Bro, I like Taysom Hill.
No, here's the deal. Taysom Hill has done his job, right?
Yeah.
Do your job. Taysom Hill has done his job. He's won every single game, and fair enough, he's played pretty decently, and he's actually been a pretty good start last couple weeks, but it does limit Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas' ceiling. We have to agree on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, and we kind of have a mantra, if you will, here at Fantasyland Football, and that is you start your stars. You have to. Okay? Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas are stars.
Yep.
So I think you have to start both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not letting any of these guys sit on your bench and just see a 20-point game on your bench. You have to start the stars. You can't sit them on the bench. So they're must starts. But how about Taysom Hill? Can you start Taysom Hill this week?
I think so, yes.
Yeah?
I think you can. Once again, it all depends on the matchup. On the matchup and who else is available in your leagues. And if there's a streamer that we have, I think we said Teddy Bridgewater or who was the guy again? I forgot. Ryan Tannehill. You're starting those guys over Taysom Hill purely because of the matchup. But I think Taysom Hill, if you have him on your team, I think this is a good start, personally.
Yeah, and I think there's a safe floor there as well because of the running game he's always involved in.
Yeah.
So I think he is a decent start. Now let's talk about the Eagles. Wow, red flags everywhere, in my opinion. There are red flags everywhere, and I am in a full-blown panic mode if I own any Philadelphia Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Look, with this quarterback change, is there a must start on this team? We're going to talk about it, but I can't confidently tell you there is a must start. Let's talk about it. Miles Sanders. It's sad boy hour right now. If you own Miles Sanders, this moment is for you. Go ahead and close your eyes. And I don't care where you are, just let out a massive scream. Just all the hate that you've had in Miles Sanders for the past however many weeks, just let it all out. Maybe in your basement and you live there and your mom and dad are at the top, whoever's at the top, let it out. Scream at the top of your lungs. Now is the time. Get it all out. Because you deserve this, okay? You deserve to be angry.
He said, if you're in your basement and your mom and dad is at the top, whoever, just say your mom.
I don't care who's there, bro.
He didn't want to disrespect anyone.
You could be at a Starbucks right now, outside. Tons of people around you. I don't care. Let it all out. Scream at the top of your lungs because you deserve this more than anybody else. Oh, my goodness. Miles Sanders' usage has been shocking. Shocking.
Yeah, it's been shocking. I think it's pretty bad. I think that the Eagles are rebuild mode right now. They have the right pieces around them. They have good, young, talented receivers. Well, a young, Jalen Reagor. They have two really good tight ends. Hopefully Zach is not washed anymore. Obviously, Alshon agent. Jeffrey is there, and Miles Sanders is only, what, year two, year three?
Yeah.
I think the pieces are here. They need to figure it out. Yeah. Maybe it's a scheme now. Maybe Doug Peterson is no longer good.
I don't know.
Good enough to be this head coach for this team, and they need to get somebody else or a new scheme, whatever the case may be. They need to figure it out.
Maybe, but what's probably going to happen is they're going to finish as 3-9-1 after this week. Look, Miles Sanders, last week was supposed to be an amazing week. Green Bay gives up the most points to running back. And Miles got 10 touches for 30 yards, finished with 3 fantasy points. You're now going up against New Orleans, which, by the way, gives up the fewest points to running backs.
I will not be surprised.
Can you start Miles?
Bro.
You start him?
I will not be surprised if Miles Sanders comes in, has 25-plus touches. Not 25-plus. Okay. 25 max touches, okay?
Yeah.
And he only gets probably about 60 yards.
Right.
Wow, you want to run the ball now against the number one run defense?
Yeah. Great game plan.
Yeah.
That was probably supposed to be last week's game plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's poor game planning, and that's Doug Peterson's fault.
Yeah. Look, can you start him, though, Badaki? That's the question.
You have to.
Can you actually start Miles Sanders? You have to?
You have to start Miles Sanders. Who are you starting over him? There's a lot of people you can start over him, but like,
yeah,
you're in the playoffs right now. You know, you're probably
Jonathan Taylor.
Say that again.
I might start Jonathan Taylor over Miles Sanders.
Oh, bro, I don't know if I can do that. I'd rather take my chances with Miles.
It is the old, you have to start your stars, but this is one of those scenarios we're not going to be able to give you an exact answer if you own Miles Sanders. You're definitely going to have to join us on that live stream because we're not going to be able to tell you exactly who to start over him or who to sit because of him. But you're not starting Jalen Hurts. Don't even think about it. Don't be that guy.
Right.
Okay? Especially not in the playoffs. You're not starting any wide receiver. So the question is, at the tight end position, can you start Dallas or Zach? Can you not any of them? Can you start them because of the quarterback change? There's so much uncertainty.
You can't. I think probably the one that you can start, if you had to choose one, I'm choosing Dallas. You can't start Ertz. You know, we saw what he did last week. Yeah. I think he had like three catches for what, 27 plus yards, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not excited to start him, no.
Yeah. That's it. That's all for the Eagles.
That's all for the Eagles.
It's all for the boys.
11-1 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Wow. Sunday night football, okay? At the 9-3 Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Buffalo.
I'm Buffalo.
Look, Steelers side of the ball, you have to start everyone, okay? Big Ben, yep. James Conner, Juju, Deontay Johnson, Eric Ebron. These are the guys that you're starting.
Chase
Claypool. Ah, I don't know, man. Can you start Chase?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm asking you, bro. You're the analyst, not
I don't know. Can you start Chase Claypool? It's a good question. I mean, obviously.
I don't think so. I don't think you can start Chase Claypool. Everyone I just named, everyone besides Chase, I think you can. Man, I don't know. It's hard. Everyone can eat in this game. Every single one. And like, Chase was the unfortunate one that didn't get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Last game. There's always going to be that guy that's not going to get a touchdown. There's always going to be that guy that you know, is going to have
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So I think the people that I said that you have to start. Let me ask you this because we're both not huge fans of Juju.
Yeah.
Juju or Claypool?
Juju. Lower ceiling, but higher floor.
Okay.
It's all about risk aversion now, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
To the human race.
Everyone.
So once again, Big Ben, James Conner, Juju, Deontay Johnson, Eric Ebron. Those are the guys you're starting. Those are the guys that you're setting and forgetting.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Bill's side of the ball,
yeah.
Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and Cole Beasley.
Wow.
Wow.
Cole Beasley is currently the wide receiver 19 on the year.
Honestly, give it to
you
Cole.
You did not hear that wrong. The wide receiver 19 on the year.
Let me ask you this.
That's crazy.
Cole Beasley or Chase Claypool?
Cole Beasley.
Oh.
Not even close for me.
Oh. Give it to Cole.
Give it to Cole.
Colt Beasley.
Just want you to know his name's not Colt. It's Cole. Actually Cole.
Cole. Cole. Cole. Give it to Cole.
Cole.
Sheesh, I'm trying to think Cole's of somebody world. Else. I don't think there's...
Yeah.
Colt Beasley's the guy.
Yeah, definitely. I think those are the three guys you're starting. Probably no one else.
No, you're not starting any running backs. You're not starting Zach Moss, Devin Singletary. You're not starting Dawson Knox. I know he caught a touchdown. You're not starting him.
Agreed. All right, last matchup of the week. First week of the playoffs. Let's wrap it up here. The 6-5 Ravens at the 9-3 Browns. This is Monday Night Football. Must start players.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
It's going to be a good game, by the way. Sorry, it's a 7-5 Ravens, by the way.
By the way, I don't know if you, before we start the podcast, the Giants was moved, Giants-Browns. Was it Giants-Browns this week?
What?
Nah, sorry, that was next week. That's weird. Giants-Browns next week has got moved to Sunday night. I don't know why I thought Giants were playing the Browns this week. Cause we
Right. No, that's, yeah. No, it's because the Cowboys suck and everyone knows it. So they're like, let's not put them in a primetime game. Which is hilarious that Cleveland is being flexed instead of Dallas. But it's going to be a good game. It's a divisional game. This game actually means a lot, I think.
Yes.
Because you could see the Browns losing a couple games potentially. We like them. I think they're a good team. I want to see them do well. It's a team you want to root for at this point. But if the Ravens win this, it starts to get interesting. They go to 8-5. The Browns go to 9-4. And at that point, anything could happen. So this is going to be a hard-fought game. I expect everyone to obviously be giving their all. But for the Ravens, let's talk about fantasy football perspective. You can start Lamar Jackson. Okay? The Browns give up the 7th most points to running quarterbacks. He's not a running back. And I think you can start him. I think we saw the safe floor last week with the running that he had in the game. He almost had 100 rush yards. Hey.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think this is somebody that you can start. Lamar, he looked decent. He looked decent.
Yeah. Mark Andrews is off the COVID reserve list, and you must start him. Look, there's only one team that gives up more points to the tight end position than Cleveland. Okay? So this is a smash start for Mark Andrews. One of my favorite tight end plays this week, and I guess the only other guy I want to talk to you about is J.K. Dobbins. Look. There's no question that J.K. Dobbins is the most talented running back on this team right now. There's no question.
Right.
But Monday Night Football, in a blowout against the Cowboys, a blowout, he got 11 carries. Can you really rely on someone who's only getting 11 touches in a blowout?
No.
I don't think you can rely on J.K. Dobbins in the playoffs.
No.
Look. The Browns are also they give up the 9th fewest points to the running back position. So the matchup isn't something to write home about either. I'm not starting J.K. Dobbins personally.
No, I'm not. I don't like to start. I'm not starting anyone on this backfield. No, I can't. I can't do it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Browns then. It's actually relatively easy. You're starting Nick Chubb. You're starting Kareem Hunt. Now, Kareem Hunt's volume is there. I know he hasn't performed well, okay? And the matchup isn't great. But the volume is there. And that's what you want to really bet your money on in the playoffs is volume.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me? Both of these running backs must starts?
I think so, yes. I think this is a divisional game. So I think I don't think there's many people that you can start over Kareem Hunt. Besides top names, Kareem Hunt is in this pool of big names, like a JJ.
Yeah.
Obviously, Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
I mean, who else? I'm trying to think. And Aaron Jones. You have to. Kareem Hunt is in that conversation, and Kareem, you have to start him, even though he hasn't been doing too well.
I agree. Now, Jarvis Landry and Austin Hooper are the only people we should talk about, but I'll be honest with you guys, they're not people I'm trusting in my fantasy football playoffs.
No.
You can take the risk if you'd like to.
No.
It's not something that we are going to do.
Yeah.
I like the Baltimore secondary, and while Jarvis has had good back-to-back games, I'm just not trusting him. So for me, there's only the running back position that you can start here. I'm not starting Baker Mayfield. He had a great game, but I don't think this is going to be a good one for him. So we'll make it easy for you. You can only start two people on the team, and that's the running backs. However, a little side note, if the Browns are available, the Browns defense, if they're available on your waivers, you need to scoop them quickly. After this week, they have the best rest of season schedule, okay? The best.
Yeah.
So a little side note to tell you. But what we wanted to do, guys, to finish the show is we wanted to give you a little update on our fantasy football league, the Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's give you a quick little update.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
All right. It's been a while, Badaki.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while just purely because the schedule's been messing up. Usually we do a Wednesday, and there's been Wednesday night games, and everything was, or technically Thursday. And
yeah.
You know how it works. But
it's been really, really hard to keep up with these league updates, but we wanted to give you one now. It's been a couple of weeks, but if you don't know, we talk about our fantasy football league. We call it the Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring. We talk about it on the show every once in a while. And we actually highlight it on our social media accounts. On Instagram, there's a story highlight that says our league. You can see player profiles for every single person who plays in our league. You get to know them a little bit. And we've been kind of taking you on this little bit of a journey throughout the year. And at this point, the playoffs are set. So we're going to kind of just break down where the league rankings stand right now and what those playoff matchups look like, right?
Yeah. Man, so much. Let's start from the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? So Luke finished at 12th, his first season. I mean, just didn't do too well.
No.
GG's, boys. Thanks for playing.
He did not do well.
Yeah, that's really it.
But no offense to Luke. I don't think it was his fault. I mean, I think he had a good team to finish off the season.
I think so as well.
He had a really good team.
JB.
And a lot of this is just learning.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of it's learning. I think he's going to have a good year next year. JB, I think he had a good team. He started off with a good team. He was hit with that injury bug this year. I think he'll bounce back. He had a lot of people hurt. Kenny G, DeAndre Swift, James Conner. He had, you know, a lot of people that hurt him early in the season. I think he started with James Conner week one. He got hurt. JB finished in 11th. Ilioi.
In 10th.
I mean, he was in the bottom of the league. The bottom of the ladder the whole year. Once again, he had the injury bug. I think he traded one too many times as well.
Yeah.
I think he traded four people a bit too early. For example, an MT or Raheem Mostert. Those are guys that he traded right in the beginning of their IR spot, and they got put into the IR. I just didn't see that happening and why he did it so early. But
it happens.
In 9th, Tommy had a great team. Pulled in together his first year in fantasy football.
Yeah.
I mean, finishing 9th, I think it was great. Just didn't do it in time.
Tommy had a really good team to finish it off.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be back next year. Obviously, we got the consolation bracket for everyone who did make the playoffs, but he'll be back and better.
Yeah. Baca, he was the guy that was surprised, but he kind of landed where we all expected him to. In 8th, his team was shocking, but he was winning games.
He almost made the playoffs.
Elijah, once again, injury bug as well. He got hurt with a lot of people. Obviously, Will Fuller got suspended, all this other stuff. He had Austin Eckler got hurt. I personally think, I think I said this earlier, he didn't trade enough. And I know that, like you, he tried to stay with his team. And he was holding on to people that were hurt. He was holding on to people that had one good week and was expecting them to do better the next week, and they just didn't.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, we're going over this quickly because there's a little bit to talk about. That's 7 to 12. Okay, we went from 12 to 7. All these guys, unfortunately, did not make the playoffs, and they will be in the consolation bracket at least.
The GG's, boys. Thanks for playing.
But let's talk about the people who did make the playoffs, okay? Now, obviously, at the end of the day, playoffs is what really matters.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
So let's break it down for you, okay? Now, I don't know how this worked out, but both Badaki and I have secured the 1 and 2 seeds. So we have bye weeks this week for week 14 playoffs. Most leagues start in week 14. We have those byes. We have that security. Don't have to worry too much. But also, we've got the 3 seed, which is Joe Dickow. The 4 seed, Sam Green. The 5 seed, which is Wesley. And the 6 seed, which is Steve. So they got some matchups here. We're going to talk about them. We're going to break them down a little bit. The number 3 seed is Joe, and he's facing off the number 6 seed, which is Steve. Both of these guys feel pretty confident heading into the playoffs. But let's hear a little clip from Joe first here.
Fantasyland fam, what is up? It is Dickie here, Jesus wannabe. And I'm outside because, you know, Chicago is having a beautiful day today.
Chi-town?
Why not? Yeah. So I'm here reporting to you about this fantasy season 2020 in the NFL. It's been wild. I did lock in a playoff spot, even though, you know, I've had some downs, I've had some, you know, injuries, had some, you know, disadvantages, but it's okay. It's part of fantasy football. But I did lock in a playoff spot, so I'm excited about that. And the boys asked me to come on here and explain to you or give you guys some insight on how I made that happen. Honestly, like, nothing's changed from the beginning. You know, I said that if I was going to make it anywhere in this year, it was going to be through integrity, through authenticity, just trusting in my players, not trying to force anything, not trying to do any trades like some other teams in our league that are just making some wild trades. I'm not doing that. That's not who I am. at least this year, that's not who I wanted to be. Jesus wannabe, it's what it is. I want to be like Jesus. I want to trust my players. I want to back my players.
Preach
I want to believe
the
in them. I want to disciple them.
Oh,
didn't
wow.
get carried away. But for real, I'm all about believing in my players this year, and it's gotten me to this point. And so I'm unashamed, and I'm keen to keep it going. I'm excited to see what happens in the next couple weeks. You know, I don't think I have the best team, but, you know, it would be great to see me pull off the victory and to be able to say I did it by believing in my players, and that's it, you know, and just being me. So looking forward to it. Thanks for giving us, you know, the care and the attention of just, you know, being tuned into the league and all that's happening. I think it's really cool. You guys are awesome, and I'm excited to see what happens, like I said. So stay tuned, and all the best, and God bless.
Oh, all the love from Joe Dickow to the Fantasyland fan
Joseph
community.
Dickow. I mean,
you got to love him.
Just a man of faith is what he is.
That's right. He is. Obviously, Joe said it from day one. He said, look, I'm going to play with integrity. I'm not going to do any dodgy trades. I'm not going to trade at all. And he stuck to his guns, and he's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Surprise. So it obviously worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. Hopefully, I mean, his team can continue to, you know, drive him to the victories that he needs. Hopefully he doesn't. Hopefully he wins and I beat him. I think I play one of these two guys, I think.
Yeah.
Which is Joe or Steve, which I'm keen to see what Steve has to say.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's hear from Steve.
Stye.
Joe is playing Steve, so a little clip here from Steve while he's at work, by the way.
Shout out to Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. All right.
What's up, guys? How's it going? It's Mr. Rogers Neighborhood here. Glad to say I made it into the playoffs, finally. After last year not making it, finally making it this year. I got Matt Stafford leading the way. Also got Kenyon Drake in there and Wayne Goldman freaking running all over the place. I'm feeling good. I think I can beat Joe this next week, hopefully.
Chris
got a pretty good team, but I think my team can outperform his any day of the week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, Joe will come for you. And may the best man win.
It's so funny the difference in their interviews. Hey man, I'm just believing in my team and, you know, trusting my team. And then Steve says, "Yeah, I can beat him any day of the week." So you know, what's funny is Steve's like, "Yeah, I'm rolling with Matthew Stafford." What the heck is he on about? How did Steve make the playoffs?
I don't know, man. His team is shocking, bro. Matthew Stafford. We're gonna have a graphic on our Instagram with their whole team, so you guys can see their starters and the people that they have on their bench, and you know, you can kind of follow them throughout the playoffs. But
wow, his team is shocking. I'm looking at it right now.
Just really quick, Matthew on Steve's team: Matthew Stafford, Kenyon Drake, Wayne Goldman, Marvin Jones, Brandon Cooks, Darren Waller, Devontae Parker, kickers Will Lutz, Ravens defense. He has Robbie.
He's got some players on the bench. Yeah,
that's probably the best one. And James Conner on the bench. So yeah, he has a lot more players, but I think they're a bit irrelevant. But it's really interesting, and I think Joe does have the stronger team. Jared Goff, Derrick Henry, Myles Gaskin, Tyler Boyd, Cooper Kupp, Hunter Henry, Christian Kirk, Justin Tucker, Colts defense. He has Todd Gurley on the bench. He has J.D. McKissick on the bench. He has Chris Godwin on the bench. He has Mike Gesicki. He has a good bench. This is good. Look at all these people.
He really does.
Obviously, it all depends on who he's going to start and play. It's just really interesting to see. I wonder if he's going to start Matt Ryan. Personally, he has Matt Ryan as well. I think Joe has a better team. I think he has to up. I favor him to win.
I agree. I think Joe's got the better chance here. And I would love to see Joe go through. No offense to Steve. I love Steve. I just don't know how he got here. And also, Joe is just, you know, he's got that integrity. He's kind of the person you're rooting for in this matchup, right?
Yeah. You know, you love Joe. Shout out to Joseph. Shout out to Alfred. Steve's real name.
Yeah.
I was going to do this whole story how he's in protective custody.
Oh my God, no. We don't have time for that.
It's a joke.
Yeah. The next matchup, which, by the way, Badaki and I don't have to play. We have byes. So the last matchup in our league this week in the playoffs is number 4 seed, which is Sam Green, versus the number 5 seed, which is Wesley. So let's hear from Sam Green first here.
Let's go, playoffs. This message goes out to all of those who didn't make the playoffs this year. Just want to say, come back next year, boys. Come back next year. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it beat you up. Don't go have a little cry about it. Just come back next year. Honestly, I'm just happy to be here. I was 0-3 at the start. I sold out big time. Lost my guy Say-Say. And we were just able to put together a team to make a playoff run. And going up against Wesley in the first round, I want to take on the underdog role, to be honest. He's projected about 15 more points than I am, and I think he's a heavy favorite. Okay. But we're going to come in and we're going to do our best. We got Zeke against the Bengals, and you know what they say, Hannah, you just caught a fade him. And then you know, we got some other players in there. We got Kyler, you know, QB1, no big deal. But you know, we think we can upset Wesley as the underdog, and then we just see how far this fairy tale goes. Charge in!
All right. He ends it off with his signature charging. I love the take, though. I love the take saying that he's an underdog, because technically when you look at his team, it's true. Let's first listen to Wesley's response here.
Fantasyland Football, it's your boy Wesley, and I am a playoff contender, officially. This is the same Wesley.
No, you're in the playoffs.
I didn't even know Patrick Mahomes was back at the start of August, so I think I've come a long way.
Oh, no.
True.
Definitely. Yes. And I did not make it easy on myself. My team is very much boom or bust, and I thought it was going to be the bust week for my team, but they actually, it was just kind of like a good week, I guess. But it wasn't looking that way. Week 13 came up. I'm up against Brandon Barker. We're both 6-6. And one of us has to make the playoffs. So whoever wins makes it. Whoever doesn't is out. He's missing his Bucks players. So on paper, things are looking good. But he starts Corey Davis, who gets 35 points, which is fantastic. And I'm already behind after Sunday's games. I have Miles Sanders in my team. And I hate you, Doug Peterson. Thanks for what you've done to Miles Sanders. You're the best. We go into Monday night, and Josh Allen completely just picks me up like a baby and cradles me in his arms because he loves me so much and wants me to win my fantasy this year. And Debo Samuel contributed as well. So we go into Tuesday night game. I'm ahead of Brandon by 17.07 points, and he has Amari Cooper left. Things are going well. Gets to the 4 minutes mark in the end of the fourth quarter. Amari catches a touchdown. He's been pretty much shut out the whole game until that touchdown. And with 4 minutes left to play, Amari Cooper literally needs 2 catches of any sort. It doesn't matter the yardage, just 2 catches. And it's garbage time for Dallas. So I am fearing the worst. He makes 1 catch, and literally he can catch anything of any yardage for the second time. There's like 2 minutes left to play, and somehow Dallas do not throw another pass to him. And I make the playoffs by 0.76 points. I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm ready. This was my goal at the start of the year, to make the playoffs. Anything else is a bonus now. and I'm ready to take that bonus against Sam Green in the quarterfinals. Sam, you screwed me over, mate, in week one. You dogged me with my very first trade. You broke my trade virginity. You were like a bad boyfriend who left me, and now I can't love anyone anymore. And I'm willing and ready to get you back and to absolutely destroy you in the quarterfinals this week.
Oh my goodness.
My team on paper should be able to match up with yours. I pray against Kyler Murray. I pray against Deontay Johnson. And I believe in
what does that mean?
Kamara. I believe in Adam Thielen. I believe in Josh Allen. So, SG, it's game on, mate. May the best man win. And I'll see you guys next week, Fantasyland, when I talk to you when I've won and I'm in the semifinals. But honestly, in all reality, wow, confidence. I actually don't care. I'm happy I'm in the playoffs, and whatever happens, happens. So
he does care.
GG, Sammy. Let's see how it goes.
All right. Well, obviously, Wesley cares, even though he says he doesn't.
Shout out to Wesley.
I think he cares more than he leads on.
Yeah, look, he did. Sammy was the first person to trade with him, and he took absolute advantage of Wesley. This is Wesley's first year of fantasy, and look, he's making the playoffs. He made the playoffs, and he's going against the person that betrayed him in the early weeks of the season. This is great. Yep. I love that story behind it.
It's a good storyline for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, let's break these teams down, though.
Yeah.
Let's start off with Sammy's team. Sammy has Kyler Murray.
A lot of unknowns.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns. Kyler Murray, Devontae Booker, Zeke, Mike Evans, Deontay Johnson, Evan Ingram, T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Bass is a kicker in the Steelers defense. He doesn't have any other running backs, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
there's actually no one on his bench that we should even talk about because none of them should be started.
Exactly. That's it. The only other person that I was going to say that could play an impact if this guy doesn't play is Mike Davis. If CMC, because this was a leg, ankle injury, whatever the case may be, but his team is shocking. Fine. It's really interesting how he made it to the playoffs. Wow.
And then on Wesley's team, we've got Josh Allen, Alvin Kamara, Miles Sanders, Adam Thielen, Tyler Lockett, Austin Hooper, Debo Samuel, and on the bench, he's got Mark Andrews. I'm sure Mark Andrews will be in the starting lineup by the time this airs. Look, I feel like Wesley is the heavy favorite, and it's going to take a miracle. Anything can happen. That's fantasy football, but it looks like Wesley is going to be the favorite in this matchup for me, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so as well. He has Young Hoi Koo. Wow.
True.
I mean,
you definitely said that name right. Now, did you see Young Oku's trick shot, by the way?
No.
Oh, my. You got to look it up on Twitter. Go to Atlanta Falcons Twitter and look up his trick shot because it's crazy cool, but you can do that after the show. Anyway, guys, we wanted to give you a quick little update on our fantasy football league. Let us know. Do you like this? Because we're not sure if we should keep it a part of the podcast next year or not. We might do some fun little things live. But we want to know from you. Do you like hearing about our league? Do you like keeping up to date with it? We would love to hear some feedback. Obviously, we're going to let you know what happens in the playoffs. We're going to keep you all updated. But do not miss our next show. Guys, our next show is our 50th episode.
Wow.
50th episode anniversary. And we're pretty pumped about it. Stay tuned for socials. We're going to ask you if you want to be a part of it. So stay tuned to our social media accounts. We're going to give you an opportunity to be a part of that podcast. And of course, we're going to recap the entire week, week 14. So don't miss it. Thanks so much if you stayed on and you know, for this entire podcast. I know it's a little bit of a longer one. Badaki, anything you want to say to close the show out?
No, huge support. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. Go support us there. If you didn't make the playoffs this year, let's gear up for next year. 2021 is going to be the year that you make it to the playoffs. Yep. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. Fantasyland Gaming as well. Follow us on Instagram at Fantasyland Gaming. On Twitter at Fantasyland_GGs. I mean, let's do it. We love gaming. We're going to start doing Madden soon. Yeah.
That's right. All right, guys. Have a good Thursday night. Hopefully, whatever needs to happen at tonight's game happens to kickstart your playoff hopes.
Yep.
Your hopes to get to the next round. All love from us. We'll see you on the next episode. Good luck this week. See you there.
See you there.
Hey, yeah, you, the one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. 'Cause you deserve it.